With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and joined now by the Winthrop High School girls coach, Anthony Martucci. And coach, welcome back, and congratulations on the big win.
Glad to be back.
Got to tell me a little bit about this one. Didn't look like it was routine at all.
No, it was not, actually. I felt that the Whitman-Hanson team was well-coached, and they did a tremendous job at defending. They did a lot of defending most of the first period. We outshot them heavily, but their goaltender, as well as their defense, really stood up.
And so what did you do, Coach? Period by period, what were the scores? You guys got two goals. You actually got 1-1, and then you went in overtime. So when did the goals happen?
The first goal for them came in the second period on a power play. Mm-hmm. I really thought that the Whitman power play was fantastic. They were well-schooled in the plays that they were making, and I thought they did a tremendous job, getting the puck where they needed to get it to, and they found a nice little play off the wall, and they scored, and they took a 1-0 lead on us. It didn't last long. We came right back. Emma Holmes had a nice pass to her sister Julia. We tied the game in the second, and then went to the third period that way until overtime.
All right, so after three periods of regulation now, and you're facing a number 21 seed, which, you know, I don't think that matters much. They got a good record. What was the feeling in the locker room? What'd you tell the kids, and how'd things go after that?
Well, we just were kind of discussing in the room, you know, always just kind of focus on task and continue to do the things that you've been doing, which have made it successful. And we were getting our chances and our shots, and I knew eventually we would kind of hopefully get through. But their goalie was really playing well. So when we got into the end of the third period, we kind of had a flurry at the end with about a 2-minute span where Whitman got really, really tired. Their coach called a very smart timeout to give them a breather because we were all over them. And then it turned out that ended up going to overtime. We actually had a power play at the beginning of overtime, but we didn't score on it. Their penalty kill was also very good. And then it was just a matter of time before we got the Holmeses out there again together. In a 4-on-4 situation, it's very difficult to defend against those guys in a lot of ice like that.
What was the time? How far into the overtime did you go?
It didn't last long. It was probably maybe like a minute and 45 or so into it. It wasn't long.
All right. You know, one other thing, I don't think you've been put into that position very often this season. The kids have. Have you had other close games where they were able to, buckle down and pull it out?
Only one other time where we faced was Mass up in Masco, up in Haverhill. Mm-hmm. They took us. They kind of played a similar game to those guys that we played, where they, you know, they played really, really pack it in D and hold us off as much as they could, and then, you know, find a little goal here or there, and they found their goal, and we had the same kind of situation in against Masco, and the same person did it again. Julia Holmes scored both those game winners, the Masco one and this one as well.
You're going to be seeing them in your sleep for a long time to come, I think.
I'm going to miss those guys for sure.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, I'm not going to mention the record, but you got Bill Ricker coming up next, and they are rated, I believe, number 13 in D1, even though they have a losing record. But again, it's the strength of schedule that makes it so important. So what do you see in this game? Now, first of all, the game is Wednesday at the Larson, correct?
It's not going to be at the Larson, unfortunately. I guess due to capacity problems, MIA is not going to allow it to be played there, which I'm not going to go into that in this conversation.
Okay,
gotcha. But I think it's going to be moved to a different rink. We're not sure which one that is yet, so we'll figure that out.
All right, so stay tuned for that. All right, and I'll be looking for that. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I'm not going to say a word here.
Yeah, I'm going to keep quiet on that.
All right. What do you expect from Bill Ricker? Have you had any eyes on them at all?
Well, I know one thing's for sure is their coach is fantastic. Ray Monroe does a tremendous job. In the past, he coached at Nichols when one of my now coaches was going there. He was her coach. So I know he's tremendous, and I know that the program is very good because they've had some really good players come through there, and obviously, you know, they won a big game against HPNA, so this is going to be a good team coming to us wherever it's going to be, and we expect a really stiff challenge, but, you know, we're hoping that we can answer the bell.
All right, you got to, as soon as you know, have somebody put it out on Twitter so that we can notify people, too. We want to get as many Vikings fans there as we can.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Coach, I appreciate it. We'll talk again, and good luck.